And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The recent rains here in California today especially have been very intense. The mudslides have been intense. Don, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I know your family was hit particularly hard in this.
We lost our home when the slides up here.
Where do you live?
We live in the Montalvo area in Ventura County.
Where, the Montalvo area?
Western part of Ventura County.
Can you tell me what happened?
I got my family up because the back sliding door home was just pushed in by the mud. I got the kids out of the house, and then the entire house gave way from the foundation. We lost the house.
Is everyone all right?
They're fine, but emotionally, this has been hard on my wife. We had just completed doing some work. We had put in smoke floors in our family room. We put in a home theater.
So you've lost a lot. I mean, what is the insurance going to do for you?
Right now, we purchased a home with cash. We put everything into it.
Do you have insurance?
I was going to have the home insured, but we had some other expenses come along. We did finish the tennis court. It's been rated professionally. It's one of the best amateur surfaces in the state. We had junior matches up here.
But the question I'm asking, was there any insurance?
At this time, no, because we were told that the home was on good foundation. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
What other expenses do you have?
We have obviously hospital bills for our youngest son, who was cut pretty severely by glass from the door when it was pushed in.
Where are you living now?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, I didn't hear you.
Where are you living right now, sir?
We're living at Beverly Wilshire Hotel right now, but we can't stay there indefinitely because there's nowhere for the kids to go. And
how are you going to go about rebuilding the home? And but let me ask you, are the kids in school right now?
Right now, yeah, they are, but I don't want to have to take them out of school. We may not be able to pay the tuition because we've had to put it into rebuilding the house. My father had stopped. We got a monthly allowance from him, and he stopped because he's always, it's kind of a different story. He's been a mean-spirited person, I guess. And I was talking to my wife, Amy, and I guess I just wanted to call your show and just get it off my chest, you know.
That's good. We all share in the tough times. This has got to be tough to lose your house. It happens all the time in the wintertime in California.
Well, the thing that bothers me is that the kids might have to go to public school. And the thing I wanted to say, I guess the real tragedy that my personal opinion is that our government gives millions and millions to all these people in Asia because of their, the weather, the tsunami situation.
Right.
And here we are. We're suffering, and there's no help, and they turn a blind eye. You know?
Well, is there any way you can access some funding, some money to get you through this period?
Not my father's cut off her allowance, but I would like, I guess what I want to say is, if you're a person listening right now on the radio and you have given donations, I guess, to the Asian people, I want to say I'm an American, I'm a white man, and I would hope that you'd help one of your own before you give it over to people that are not Americans.
What about FEMA? I mean, the situation has been declared a disaster, Chris, has it not?
Well, the other thing about FEMA is it takes time, and they're not very well organized. I'm just saying something simple. I mean, before you give it to Asians, I've got a son and a wife in a hospital.
What happened to your wife?
She was hit a ceiling beam.
Good Lord.
Gave way in the house, yeah, and hit her.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out, Don. Can you hold on for a second?
Yes, sir.
This is Don Parsley. Don's a homeowner in Ventura County. His home apparently washed away by a mudslide today. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And, Don, I'm not sure what it is you are asking of me, but I'm glad you called so we can tell your story.
I'm not really asking anything other than to say there have been a lot of people who have given money to the tsunami deal, the tsunami situation. I'm a white man and an American, I remember when 9/11 happened, everybody pulled together, and I guess I'm looking for the same thing here.
Are you asking for donations?
No, I'm not doing that. I got way too much pride for that, believe me. You know, I would never do that. I'm just saying, if, you know, they're going to give it to, you know, to the Indians and everything.
Well, that situation, let's look at the difference here. And I know you're facing a personal situation that's very difficult. But that was a disaster, 150,000 people.
No, I understand that, sir.
And the devastation.
But my point is, I'm an American who has had just the same situation happen to me. And I don't see the government that's given millions over to these people who live over there. And again, I don't know what kind of homes they had, but boy, you got to understand, we just put in, like I said, oak floors. We had a new home entertainment center put in. We had I got a contractor that's got his hand out. I've got the BMW. They want two payments. I've got the elementary school that wants tuition. I've got the hospital that has their hand out. My wife and my son are laying near death. And, you know, and I,
but you understand, if you want money,
I'm not asking for any money. I don't want any money. I'm just, you know, if people are giving their money though to these people in Asia, I'm here. I'm an American, and after 9/11, everybody got together and did everything. And you know, I mean, how come they won't do it for me? Is all I'm saying. But I'm not asking for it. But why would you give it over to some people who are, you know, not even, they don't look like Americans. They don't act like them.
It's the American way. I mean,
what way?
Well, it's the way. It's what we do. I mean, we give to people in need. We don't necessarily think, you're right, we don't necessarily think of our own when it comes to giving in need. We spend quite a bit on public welfare, but probably not as much as we might were we, you know, faced with a situation like we were with the tsunami.
But here I am, white and American.
All right. Well. I'm just. I don't want to negate what you're going through.
Yes, sir.
But and I'm not. And I realize you say your wife and your son are in the hospital and lying near death.
They're pretty bad. Yeah, my daughter and my wife both are.
Your son, you mean?
I mean my son. Yeah.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Don Parsley, a homeowner here locally. We've had a lot of bad rain here in California. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi,
yes,
I would just like to say that I'm very sympathetic towards you and your situation, but I hardly believe that you can compare what's happening in Asia to what has happened to you and to your family personally. You're talking about people who lost, thousands of people lost their lives, their towns, their entire families were wiped out, and you're talking about not being able to keep your children in private school any longer. And how your father has cut you off from your allowance, I do not think you can compare the tsunami victims to your personal situation.
But I'm an American, and we live well because we work hard, you know. And so we're going to give it over to some people that don't even work that hard. I mean, look at how they live. Obviously,
you know,
they're not working as hard as I am because of the houses they live in that get washed out, you know. Probably take one of those houses down with a garden hose, you know.
you are talking about people who you just cannot. You're not comparing apples to apples here, and I'm beginning to wonder why your father may have cut you off.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
I think if I could jump in,
yeah.
The people over there were very poor.
But I'm an American, okay. So how come we're given to them?
The Indians lost their houses,
and I lost my house.
The people are poor and they need us. I hardly sound like you are in a needy situation. You are not. Does not sound like you are as needy as those people. And I'm sorry for what happened to you, but I just honestly.
If you don't think that after years of having children in private school to put them through what they're going to be put through here the next few months of a public school, if you don't think that's bad,
I have three children of my own. And I think that if we all have to go through a personal crisis, it only makes us stronger. And it sounds like you'll be back on your feet in no time.
Okay, I want
to ask probably the money
question.
You live on.
Yeah.
She's calling in to give me a lecture. I'm just saying, why not give me money?
You're calling to pour your heart out, and I'm just calling to say this might be a wake-up call.
I don't need a lecture.
Well, you might need a wake-up call.
I don't need a wake-up call. I'm totally
You're lucky
fine.
Your family's alive.
Well, once you go through something like this, you'll understand, obviously.
I've been through enough in my life, sir.
Well, ma'am, I'm not talking about not getting a parking space at the local grocery store. I'm talking about,
goodness.
You know. So.
All right. Yeah. Jennifer, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Don Parsley, one of many people in the California area. We've had a devastating amount of rain over the last 48, 72 hours, something like that, that has washed some homes off of hillsides. His is one of them. And he makes a point. If we're giving over millions of dollars to Asians, why can't he get... He doesn't seem to be asking for any money, though, does he, Chris? He just says, why isn't he getting any money? His home, which he just put in a new home theater and new oak floors, invested a lot of money, is gone. And his kids will have to be taken out of private school and put into a public school. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Excuse me, Don, what were you saying?
I said my daughter has gone to a private kindergarten. I said to her, I talked to her and I said that daddy's going to have to take you out of that school and put you over here at First Avenue, which is a public kindergarten. And she cried, and because she knows that public schools have gangs and all, they have violence. But there's nothing I can say. Take a child from one kindergarten where she's just starting her life to another, and the chance of her getting knifed or in a gang fight, and these are the things that I worry about.
All right, Mr. Parsley, I just want to refresh for our audience. You lost your home in a mudslide. You don't have insurance. You put a lot of money into the home, including some very expensive oak flooring, and you say you have a contractor who you owe money to as well?
I do, yeah. I owe Bill King and Sons put in our barbecue and spa.
And I know it's an emotional time for you.
Well, I've got my wife and two sons hospitalized.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Don Parsley, one of many people in our country affected by a natural disaster here. Clara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. I would just like to make a comment to the gentleman that's calling that lost his home.
Yes,
I guess I can sympathize with, I think that we should take care of people at home before we take care of people abroad.
Thank you.
But I don't understand this. I mean, how can you get on the radio and tell people, you know, we should help, and you're saying you're not asking for money, which is fine, but, I mean, I wouldn't make your BMW payment. And, you know, and if you had the money for a spa and a new barbecue and a new home, why do you not have medical insurance for your medical bills and homeowner's insurance?
Well, I mean, that's really not the point. The point is, if you're one of these Indians and you're living on, you know, fishing off the back porch of your house and you lose your house, and you're me and I've got BMW, I've already owed them three payments and I lose my home, it's the same thing. It's per capita the same thing, see? There's no difference.
Sorry.
What he loses and what I lose, he's going to be hurting as bad as me, and I'm hurting as bad as him. He doesn't have any fishing pole. I don't have a BMW. But what's the difference?
Then do you need that BMW to have an income? I mean, these people are starving.
Yes,
to death.
Ma'am.
I take that to work.
I take it to work. It's my transportation. In a city like Los Angeles, you don't have a car. You're a dead man. You might as well slit your wrists.
And it has to be a BMW. I mean, I don't drive a BMW.
I don't judge you.
It's
not about what you drive. It's about what I drive.
But you know
and
what?
How come you would rather give your money to him, and he doesn't look like me and nothing, and I don't understand, see?
There are people in this country that I know, I'm a nurse, and I know that there are people in this country that do without things every day, shelter, everything.
Again, I have to ask the question, if she's not going to donate money, why am I listening to her?
Well, the lady's entitled to her opinion.
I am. Well, I mean, you're on the radio telling people we need to support.
Are you giving
people
your money? If you slept on a nice bed, why would you want to sleep on a haystack? You savvy?
Well, you know what? If I had to, though, until things got better, I would. I would do whatever was necessary.
My daughter cried.
I wouldn't expect...
My daughter cried because she knows she goes to a public school. There's a gang. She may get in a knife fight.
I'm sorry, but I mean, well, wait, a lot of kids
she's
are in
kindergarten.
Public education. A lot of children.
What knife fight is a kindergartner going to get into?
I'm just telling her. I told her there's gangs in there.
Well, don't you think you ought to make your daughter feel a little better about it?
I don't ride at my kids. I drove her by the school. I said, that's where you're going to kindergarten, and there are gangs in there, and a lot of them are people you've never been, you may not have seen before.
Well, and not only that, she'll probably have to walk because you've got to get a new BMW or something if they take yours, right? Because you can't drive anything less than a BMW.
Well, you know, like I say, ma'am, you know, you're used to drinking beer. I'm used to drinking
champagne. No, sir.
That's not the
and
point.
I drive a new car, but if mine tore up today and I needed to get to work, I would get a piece of junk that would make it to work.
Okay. Why am I taking this lady's advice? I just...
Well,
I'm not giving you advice,
yeah,
sir. I'm expressing an opinion.
I don't care.
And the other thing that bothered me about your comments is it doesn't matter what color skin, and I'm white.
I didn't say anything about color.
Well, you kept saying that you're a white American and
well,
we're giving money
yeah.
overseas
well,
to people that don't look American.
Don't,
well,
you,
we have all kinds of Americans in this country.
That's right, yes.
Well, wouldn't you rather give your money to a white man, is all I'm saying.
That doesn't know.
To a white man? No, I would rather give it to someone who doesn't drive a BMW and doesn't have a home, doesn't have food, doesn't have water, electricity, and has lost their entire
If I'd known that I was going to get lectures, Mr. Hendry, I wouldn't have... But I'm entitled to my opinion.
Well, but and so is the caller, sir. Thank you very much, Clara, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Don Parsley. Natalie, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment to the gentleman that's on the air.
Yes, ma'am. But
you
are you going to give me your opinion, too?
Honestly, no. There's no opinions here. I'm basically speaking on what you said about being an American. I do agree with the lady, though. There's no... Why do you keep saying I'm an American and money should go to you?
Well, Americans should help
It's about who needs, who's in need. It doesn't matter.
Americans should
help
Americans
what you
first.
Are or who you are.
What about 9/11? Have we forgotten?
What about 9/11?
Have we forgotten the lessons we learned?
I conducted a campaign and I raised money for 9/11, but that doesn't mean I don't support other people.
Well, you're not comparing, Mr. Parsley, what you've gone through to 9/11, are you?
Well, I mean, I've lost everything. My wife
Who lost everything?
I've lost my whole home.
You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue on what losing everything is.
If you gave money
When you're living out on the street and you're standing and your home is all around you.
That's right.
And you don't have anything and your child is out in the ocean and you can't find your child. Lost everything.
You
can go to a hospital and see your child and your wife. Those people can't do that right now.
Okay, can't we be proud of being Americans? We all banded together back then in 9/11, and now let's toss all that away and give our money to a bunch of boat people. Okay, fine.
So they're very ignorant, the comments that you're making.
Well, what do you mean by boat people?
I'm standing here. This lady, are you black, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not black.
All right, I'm a white man. Don't you want to give your money?
See, that's the other lady made the same point. What difference does it make what color you are?
No, it doesn't matter. Exactly.
Well,
it doesn't matter what you are.
So you
want
to give your money over to a bunch of rice eaters that are boat people and all this?
That's very racist, what you're saying.
How is
that's
that racist? I'm an American. I'm three payments behind.
No one cares that you're an American right now.
Ma'am.
People that care, they're giving money to people that they feel that need the money at this time.
And I'm trying...
In your situation, not saying that you are not going through a hardship... But those people are going through a terrible time right now, and if those individuals that are donating want to give the money, that's their business. That's their money that they worked for. And you're so American and patriotic. Why are you driving a foreign car? Why don't you go get an American car?
Most of the BMW parts are assembled in the United States. Gotcha.
It's engineered by foreigners.
No, it's not, ma'am. It's now engineered in the United States. No, you don't know anything about BMW.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
okay.
not. No, it's not.
Okay, why don't you
not.
Go buy an American car?
It is an American car.
Well, BMW originally is Bavarian Motor Works. It was a German company.
A German company.
It's not anymore. It is. No, it was purchased.
Okay.
It was purchased by Chevrolet. Now, I can tell you that same way that Chrysler bought Mercedes. So, okay, give it over. I'm a white man. You don't want to get...
Why do you keep bringing up white?
I don't mean to say that, but, you know.
All right, look, Natalie, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We got a minute left in our segment. Hold on, Don.
I just want to mention one thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people are calling up and not agreeing with me and saying
they're giving their opinion,
but they're taking sympathy for these other people who are, you know, don't even live in houses like us, and I don't know what that's about. I mean, the houses they live in are on stilts, and no water's going to hurt that.
But the tsunami washed those stilt houses away.
Okay, but if you live in a stilt house where there's a lot of tornadoes, how stupid are you? Oh, boy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Don Parsley, an American who suffered a disaster. Why aren't people donating money to him? It's The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Got Don Parsley on the line, and Don's like any person. He's undergone it. I'm hearing a baby crying, Don.
The reason why I'm doing that, it's actually a tape recording. People are calling up and saying that I don't have a right. And so that's the sound of how, you know.
Is that a tape recording?
Yes, sir, it is.
Why are you playing that?
So people will see how, if they want to hear about babies and stuff, there, that's how I feel. That's not what's happening to me, but that's how I feel. What's the difference between a real baby that's undergoing horrors and me? I'm going through a horror right now. And so I'm playing that tape to let people know that I'm in hell.
Well, could you turn it off? Because it's disturbing me a little bit. I don't know about anybody else.
All right, turn it off. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't like to hear that. 1-800-449-86...
You see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? I'm going through the same horror that baby, whatever made it cry, I don't know, the tape recording or something.
Well, the horror of losing your home...
And the fact that I've got two daughters in the hospital, and my wife...
And the people in the hospital, I thought you said you had a son in the hospital. I'm getting confused with the information.
No, I've got two daughters and a wife. No, my wife's not in the hospital. My two daughters are.
Who did the beam fall on?
That was on my wife. But
that's what I thought.
But she's not in the hospital anymore.
Okay. Are the kids okay?
Yeah, they're fine. They just got cut, scratched up.
And you made the point that you would rather money be donated to... You'd rather money be donated to an American than to... Can you turn that off, sir?
You have to turn it off, Gary. Turn it off.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Florence.
Yes, I just want to say to the gentleman that while I'm sure all of us listening have empathy and sympathy for you
Thank
and
you
your family
much.
Having lost your home.
Thank you.
However, you know, children are just. This might be good for your children to know that you go through tragedies, but you come out of it. I came from having a 6,000-square-foot home to a 3,000-square-foot home, and my son went through it with me. He's now.
Can you turn that baby? Turn the recording of the baby off, please.
Sorry.
Go on, Florence. I'm sorry.
I really think you need to get on your knees and thank God that you do have your life. That even though members of your family are in the hospital, at least you have a hospital that you can go to. You have your life. You have a second chance.
Okay, but that's like saying, well, the tsunami victims, even though they got wiped out by rain, at least they still got the ocean. The water's still there for them to fish in. I mean, what
you
that
see now? You're being absolutely ridiculous.
No, that's the same thing you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. We have, you know, that we have many more opportunities here in the United States. To help people, you have shelters
okay.
that you can
where,
go to.
Where are my opportunities?
And your children need to know that if something happens to you, they need to know that they can go on and learn from this experience. That life does not stop with them going to a private school.
But
that
see,
at least they have a public school they can go to.
All right, we're at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, which I guess you think is not bad. But there's
you
nowhere.
Have what?
I'm at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel with my kids, which I guess you think I'm not suffering.
Oh,
but,
you poor thing.
Well, where are they supposed to play? Okay, she doesn't get it.
At least they have a roof over their head in the rain.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you continually playing the tape recording of the baby?
Because this lady doesn't get it. I want her to hear what's going through my heart.
That doesn't bother me a bit, sir. I have no sympathy for a fake baby crying. Because you are so blessed. being here.
It's not a fake baby. It was it's an actual baby that got tape recorded.
Why? Why? For what?
I want you to hear it, because that's what's going on in my heart right now.
Okay, that's going on in your heart. Why don't you get on your knees and ask God to help you? And thank
I
him
did.
That you're at... Thank him that you're at the Beverly Wilshire and not sleeping out in the rain.
I did ask God to help me, and he gave me you. That's the answer to my prayer is you calling up and giving me all kinds of crap.
Well,
the
baby crying disturbs me. I don't want to keep hearing it.
But I'm trying to let this lady know what's going on, the pain that's in my heart right now.
And I can understand pain going through your heart. I wouldn't want to lose my home. But
all
you
right.
have to look at what you have.
You know, Felix,
all you're looking at is what you don't have. You sound to me not like a white American, but an ugly American and a greedy a person.
Ma'am.
You know, I want to say, Florence, you make a lot of sense. You're saying some nice things. And, Mr. Parsley, you don't seem to want to hear.
No, but you don't want to hear me. When you say that I lose my house, but I still got a BMW, that's like saying that this Chinaman that just got his house washed away, but he still has the ocean to fish in. That's ridiculous.
And there's no comparison one way or the other.
So you'd rather give your money to Chinamen and boat people. Okay,
what?
Thanks a lot.
All right, Florence, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Stacy. Stacy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just wanted to say that this guy is making a mockery of your show.
You'd say that again, Stacy. We lost your mobile there. You there? Got to put her on hold, I guess, because of the cell service tonight. Oh, line two? Is she still there? Stacy, you there? No. Let's go over to Philip.
Hi. What's this guy? Don, is that your name?
I'm sorry, sir.
Is that your name, Don?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm a 51-year-old white American.
Okay, then you can sympathize.
And
you
I'm, know, well,
you're a white
you
man.
Know, I can offend,
they give you money?
I can sympathize and empathize with losing things.
Thank you.
But I have no compassion for you personally. You come to this with an arrogant sense of entitlement as if you deserve something from us. Now, I've got money, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, thanks
a lot. Because you feel like you're entitled to it. We live in a land of opportunity where we make choices and we are accountable for our choices. You apparently have some discretionary income because you can put your kids in the schools you like, and that's great. I'm all for that. You can choose to drive the kind of car you like, and I'm all for that, too.
Thank you. So why do you make me not have it anymore?
You have made a choice, Don, to not cover your home. I cannot imagine a more irresponsible thing that a father would do
if
to
you
the
could
home
think about
of his children.
The money that
you,
I took.
You are the one.
To
I don't care what you
I took the
choice,
money, and
Don.
I gave it to
you
I hired contractors.
You are
I hired craftsmen.
And
I hired,
you're the one that
I
has to face your children,
and a
not
home
anybody
theater.
Else. You're the one that has to face your children and say to them, I'm the one who made a decision
what?
Not to cover our home. It is my responsibility and my fault. I will have to work harder now to find a place for us to live.
Wait a minute. Why are you playing that baby crying?
Because this guy doesn't want to hear the pain that's in my heart.
I got pain in my heart, too.
Okay, do you sound like this?
You know, I got 5 kids and 5 grandkids.
Well,
I don't arbitrarily create pain just for the heck of it to engender sympathy from somebody else.
What pain did I create when I hired those master craftsmen to put in the oak floors when I insured the tennis court?
Yeah, sounds like you got the best surface on your tennis court around. And I'm off of that,
do.
Too. But you made a decision to put your money there.
I insured
and not
the big
in
screen and I insured
your home.
I insured the surround sound. I insured the big screen. I was doing the best for my kids. And now this is how I feel.
And you're foolish. You're foolish, and you expect us to come in and bail you out because of your foolishness.
There, right
you
there.
You have the opportunity and the
that's
choice
how I feel.
To make the coverage your home. That's
well,
your responsibility,
if
Don.
If you don't want to help out
your
another white man.
Responsibility at all.
Why do you keep bringing up white man?
He said he's white.
Yeah?
He didn't want to help out another white man. Thanks a lot.
I won't help out anybody that I can if I have the capacity to help them out, no matter what color they are.
Well, you sound like you've
got a... But you know what, Don? They got to have the right attitude
okay.
about it. If they're humble and they're looking for... And they're doing everything they can...
So you want me to grovel?
...to improve their situation, then I feel compelled to help that individual.
All right. Well, then, if you want me to...
people of compassion.
If you want me to grovel, then here. I'm doing it. Listen.
You're not doing... You're not
listen,
groveling.
Listen.
You're not growling. You feel like you're entitled because you're a white man in America.
No, listen to the crying.
That's a tape recording of a baby.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Phil,
let me just say this. You know, you're calling up and talking to a fellow white man that way. Boy, that hurts.
Oh, well, get
yeah, all right, look at Philip.
Get a grip, Don.
Get a grip.
If I were you, I would be in the hospital comforting my wife and my kids and looking for a way to get back to the job tomorrow.
My wife's fine. She's not in the hospital.
You just said she was.
No, I said my daughters were.
You said you had a son there. So are you for real or not?
No, I did not say it. I said that my son was there, but now he's not there, but my daughters are in there.
Well, you know, your story keeps changing, Don.
No, sir, it doesn't. Okay.
It's hard keeping track of you.
You just made me feel pain.
You come asking for a handout.
Okay, we got to break.
I don't feel compelled to help anybody.
Philip, thank you, sir, for your call.
That guy's name is Phil, and so are you.
My name's Phil, and he's Philip.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Philip, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686.
Man, for a white man to talk to another white man that way. Oh, boy.
The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Can I get to a call or what?
This is just a tape recording of a lot of babies crying because this. That's how I really feel.
Okay, let me go over to Vicky. Vicky, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Vicky?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, Vicky, go ahead.
Okay, Don, I would like you to listen to what I have to say and please don't interrupt. I would thank you for not interrupting because I think that would be rude.
Do you hear these babies crying?
What I would like to say to you, Don,
that's a multiple of babies.
Turn off the recording and put the baby in the other room.
Put the baby.
You want to talk about your dad?
She said put the baby in the oven.
She didn't say put the baby in the oven. She said put the baby in the other room.
No, that's not what I heard.
Well, okay, that's what I said. The other room.
Did you say put the baby in the oven?
No, Don, don't be stupid. Now listen to me. Listen to me and hear what I say.
All right.
We need to talk to your father. I would like for your father to call in and say something about why he has kept you on an allowance this long and why he never raised you up to be a responsible financial person.
Because I had a drug problem. I had a drug problem.
Okay, well, you still have a problem. Your father didn't help you with that, and now you have a drug problem.
But what about these babies?
The story keeps building. First it was just your son in the hospital, then your wife and your son, and now your wife and your two sons. I don't believe you.
Well, I don't know what it is you don't believe.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Right, we have to hurry here. I have a flashback request from Greg in Rancho Cucamonga. It's when Rudy called in, and he was talking, and anyway, he called some lady a liar. Rudy Canosa, you know, the Argentinian. Here it is, and Greg wanted me to mention his name on the air. His name's Bob.
What I have to tell about
welcome
this
to, do you miss Argentina? I miss you so much.
I don't even think you are from Argentina.
I've been in America a great long time. I miss Argentina so much.
Well, but the custom of saying la la la, if you say to an Argentinian lady, they probably spit in your face. I live in Argentina.
Okay, this is a lie. You are lying, and you know you are lying. You lie. Why do you call up to make our country look bad?
No. I don't make it look bad. You make it look bad, our country, which is a beautiful country.
It's a wonderful country. I love Argentina.
You put us down.
No. I am simply saying that the Argentinian man, to show a woman that she is the pinnacle of humanity, is to say to her, blah, la, la. You know this. Why would you lie to me?
No,
you
lie to me. I never heard that. I'm sorry. You are a liar.
No, you lie. You lie. To make Rudy look bad.
From Argentina.
Wait a minute.
Tell me the town.
Wait, hold on.
Tell me what area you live. You come from a shacky town to tell the lady, la, la, la. They think you are stupid. They
will tell you. I will tell you I come from a mountain village. Which was
mountain? Where?
What mountain? It's the north side.
No, all the immigrants in Argentina are good. You are the best example of immigrants.
I come from a little village called Mendoza.
And called in what province?
In what province?
Yes.
It's a... Boy, I haven't been there in a long time.
You don't know what province you are born?
Yes, of course I know the province I was born in.
You don't know the province you are born, you don't have the birth certificate.
It's in the northwest part of the country.
In the northwest, it's 12 province. What province you come from? Prove me that you are an Argentinian.
Come from the village of Mendoza, which was, by the way, named after my great-grandfather.
I'm sorry.
And I come from the province. It's on the tip of my tongue.
What are you talking about, man?
It's called Barrio Derego.
Look, Barrio is a neighborhood. Mendoza is a province. I catch you in the lie. You don't even know where you are born.
You call Rudy the liar?
You are a big example of Argentinian, and you should not be here. America is beautiful.
America is a wonderful country. The women here are beautiful.
You,
the Argentinian witch, you called to call Rudy the liar.
Wait a second. Don't be calling anybody a witch.
No. She made me. I've got a business, Je T'aime Lingerie.
I don't even know where she was born. He came probably from a shacky town.
No. I will tell you. You know why I won't tell you where I was born? Because I am running from the military dictatorship.
Well, okay, it's 30 years ago, and you don't remember where
I
you
ran
were
out
born?
Of the country. I all I remember was the Park Hyatt in Mendoza, and that's it.
What do you mean, the Park Hyatt?
Well, that's... I've never had a woman laugh.
God.
You know something? I've never had a woman laugh in my face like that. You let this Argentinian witch look at her laugh at me to make me...
Look, you're doing your business a lot of harm by coming on here and make...
I'm not making up anything. She knows when I say to her, la, 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 guns are in.
It's not true. She tried to be impressed with that funny accent. And she tried to impress Americans about European customs.
Why do you say my accent is phony?
My accent is my accent. But I don't try to lie about the good and the bad of my country.
You lie.
You lie, baby. There's a flashback from, I guess about a few months back, requested by Greg in Rancho Cucamonga. Rudy, you lie. Coming up, Lloyd Bonafide tonight. We'll talk about his RV, man. Stay far away from his RV in the rain. Otherwise, well, what will happen to you is what happened to this lady today. We'll hear about it with Lloyd Bonafide on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.